Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
I think from my background, it really wasn't discussed how we know that this is true, whatever you accept for a religion. And I think most people are born into a religion. They accept the religion of their parents. That's what I did. And as young people, you respect your parents and you respect their choices and you learn. And so there isn't a whole lot of discussion about how do we know that this is true. And in Christianity, you realize that there isn't just one Christian group. There's Catholics, there's Protestants, and amongst the Protestants, there's multiple different Protestant groups. And so the question is, well, how do we know which one is true? And I think it's very similar in Islam, that there's large divisions between Shia and Sunni, and then there's subdivisions between different groups within Shia Islam and Sunni Islam. And once again, the question is, how do you know that what you're following is true? And I think most people, like I said, they follow the religion of their parents and what they're born into, and they never stray from that. But the obvious question is, how is it that I was born into the correct religion, assuming that they never even question this? And that's not what Ahmad al-Hassan al-Islam does. He never really speaks about himself. Almost all of what he says is about clarifying the truth versus falsehood, whether it's science, whether it's religion, whether it's daily type of news events that are happening. The question is, how do you know the truth from the falsehood? And it isn't, believe me, because of who I am. It's always supported with evidence. And so he approaches it in a very scientific way that basically lays out evidence to support what he's saying, and asks for alternative interpretations or considers and discusses what alternate views are and explains how it is that he came to his conclusion or supports what he's laying out for us, which is much different than what I've ever seen from anybody. When it comes to tough questions for most religious people, I think that there's a lot of this, not being able to answer something, and so it becomes very uncomfortable. And I think from what Ahmad al-Hassan al-Islam says and does, you don't even have to believe anything about him to benefit from what he says. When he explains something, whether it's an interpretation of a Bible verse or a Quran verse or the beginning of the universe, any of these topics, anybody could read this and anybody could consider what he's saying and the evidence that he presents and learn something without a doubt. It isn't dependent on believing anything about him to benefit from what he's saying, and that's unusual.
Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.